Charlie Parker is returning to Harlem's Apollo Theater more than 60 years after his death, thanks to Opera Philadelphia's production of Charlie Parker's Yardbird. The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns reports from Harlem.
The gift shop at the Apollo Theater has baby shirts that say Future Legend, recognizing the many who started out here, beginning with Ella Fitzgerald in 1934. But in the theater that has seen everything, opera is new.
I doubt it, that I'd see this place again.
People say, well, why opera? You know, it's about the voice, and guess what? That's what the Apollo's about too, right? Great voices, great singers, people who may not love jazz, who may not love opera, but they love to hear a good voice. And so for us, it checks all the boxes off.
Yet the Apollo Theater's executive producer, Mickey Shepard, and Opera Philadelphia's David Devan momentarily despaired that Charlie Parker's Yardbird wouldn't make its announced debut in Harlem. Following a successful premiere at the Kimmel Center, the opera was to be presented at the Apollo by Gotham Chamber Opera, which abruptly went out of business in the fall of 2015. Devan recalls the moment he heard the news.
For, I don't know, 30 minutes, I thought it wasn't happening. And then I literally started calling the Apollo, but Mickey Shepard from the Apollo was dialing me at the same time. And we both said, how are we going to do this?
The $400,000 needed to present the opera without Gotham came together quickly.
You know, it's a situation where the whole could be greater than the sum of its parts. We've never been funded for opera, you know. But I think the combination is what made it interesting to people and make them commit to it.
Opposites attract? Maybe they aren't so opposite after all. Many stories at the Apollo have operatic scope, and Charlie Parker's Yardbird is just one of them.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.